From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A truck plowed into a crowded Christmas market in the center of Berlin Monday, killing at least 9 people and injuring as many as 50. A witness told reporters the truck simply drove over people in the crowd. Police say the incident occurred outside the Kaiser Wilhelm Memorial Church. Authorities are trying to determine if the crash was intentional. An investigation is being done by federal prosecutors who are tasked with handling terrorism cases. A gunman believed to have been an off-duty policeman shot and killed Russian ambassador to Turkey Monday in Ankara. Ambassador Andriy Karlov was making a speech at the opening of an art gallery exhibition when a man dressed in a suit approached the podium and opened fire. The assassin yelled Allahu Akbar and vowed to avenge what he says are the Russian murders of innocent people in Syria. Russian President Vladimir Putin says the killings are undoubtedly a provocation aimed at derailing ties between Russia and Turkey. 3 people were wounded before security officers shot and killed the gunman. The United Nations Security Council Monday approved a resolution urging the immediate deployment of UN monitors to oversee the evacuation of civilians from the Syrian city of Aleppo. The unanimous approval came despite earlier divisions among member nations on what to do about the Syrian civil war. Meanwhile, thousands of people were bused Monday from Aleppo's devastated eastern section after earlier evacuation attempts had stalled. This is VOA News. Republican Donald Trump was officially chosen by the Electoral College Monday to be the next president of the United States. Electors from each of the 50 states cast their ballots in their respective state capitals. Trump, as expected, surpassed the 270 figure needed to win a 4-year term as president. Because of the bitterness of the race, thousands of supporters of Democrat Hillary Clinton had deluged the 306 Republican electors with emails and phone calls demanding they reject Trump. But as each state reported its electoral vote Monday, it was clear that Trump's electors held firm, giving him the final victory in the long U.S. presidential campaign. U.S. President Barack Obama has commuted the sentences of 153 convicts, many of them serving drug sentences. Mr. Obama gave pardons to 78 others. It was the greatest number of individual clemencies given in a single day by any U.S. president. When Congolese President Joseph Kabila's second term ended at midnight Monday and he remained in office, gunshots could be heard in the capital, Kinshasa. Congo's constitutional court has ruled that Mr. Kabila can remain in power until new elections are held. The government says elections scheduled for this November had to be postponed because of logistical and financial challenges. The ruling party is proposing voting be held in April of 2018. Protests took place Monday in several Kinshasa neighborhoods, despite a ban on such demonstrations. Witnesses say police fired tear gas to disperse the protesters. Turkey's parliament has been given a package of 21 proposals for constitutional change. Dorian Jones takes a look at that.
Over the weekend, the AK party submitted to parliament a package of constitutional reform proposals that would end Turkey's nearly century-long parliamentary rule and replace it with a powerful executive presidency. Under the proposals, Parliament can pass legislation overturning decrees issued by the President. But the President will have the power to veto parliamentary legislation. The proposed presidency will also allow an incumbent to lead a political party, ending the present constitutional requirement of neutrality. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
The head of the International Monetary Fund, Christine Lagarde, has been convicted of negligence by a French court. She was charged with failing to challenge a $422 million payout by a state arbitration panel to a business tycoon. The case comes from actions Lagarde took when she was France's finance minister. She will not pay a fine and will not have to serve time in prison. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.